Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
Championship coming soon.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Go ahead, start us out. You're fired up.
Yeah, and you look at why? Because it's a new season, Steiny. Hoop starts tonight. The Lakers host the Warriors. And with new season come new hope. And I am on cloud nine. I'm sharing it with you, Evan, Bonte, Spadonia, Shasky. Let's go. And I know age, shout out Aaliyah, rest in peace. Age is only a number, Steiny. And that's the only thing that has me a bit skeptical. But if this team can stay healthy, I'm telling you, man, we got action here in the Bay.
Well, first of all, for this team, age is a lot of numbers, not just one. And I always get it mixed up whether we're Niners. Is it championship or bust? Or what's the slogan this year for the Warriors?
Mine is unfinished business because of the way last year ended, and we got robbed of what we thought this team could do, maybe get to the Western Conference Finals. But, partner, I'll do it early and often. I think they got action at the WCFs this year, and I don't think that's, you know, far-fetched. That's my goal for this Warrior team.
Say it one more time.
Get to the Western Conference Finals. And we got a bet. It's official. I think you did it yesterday, you, Evan, and I. The number's 50. If the Warriors get to 50, that was our bet, you and I, for the eighth consecutive year.
Yeah, you know, so I get stuck with the under, and now if they're 45 and 25, I got to root for him to lose. And you know I don't like to do that.
Yeah,
yeah. That's all right. I'll do it.
But yeah, you fired up. We got NBC game tonight. What's that going to look like, man? I'm nervous.
Speaking of the NBC game tonight, we've got Noah Eagle. He'll be on the call today at 12:50. He'll be on the call tonight at 7 o'clock, but he'll be on our show at 12:15. He's going to be with Grant Hill tonight, NBA on NBC, and we'll talk season opener. Warriors at – why don't the Lakers get a home game? What did they do last year to get a home game on the opener?
Went further than the Warriors. Or no, did – well, you know.
No, they didn't.
It's LeBron and Luka, Steiny. Come on now. Well, it's Luka.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's get into expectations this year for the Golden State Warriors at 888-957-9570. It's really that simple. What are your expectations for this team? And if you look at last year, they were a 500 team for the first half of the season. They got Butler. They turned it around. They ended up winning a round against the Rockets. They lose to the Timberwolves when Steph Curry gets hurt. Are they going to resemble the 23-8 team with Butler for most of the season? And if so, then how many games can this team win? What do you envision them finishing in the West? All those kind of things.
No, I love it, Steiny. And you kind of shared with us last week that you thought, you know, Jimmy Butler's the wild card. But I'm expecting the Warrior team to pick up right where they left off with the full training camp and offseason with Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. Time is running out. These guys still have something in the tank. So to me, I expect the best version of Jimmy Butler. You know, I've been reading some articles where they're saying, quote unquote, in regard to Jimmy Steiny, the honeymoon could be over. What's that mean? We'll find out moving forward. But why, from a basketball standpoint, we need to pick up from the 23-8 with Jimmy Butler in the regular season and these youngsters take the next step. And what that step is, I don't know, but we'll see it, you know, if it happens. And Jonathan Kuminga, I'm talking to you, son. I want you in the starting lineup. I get you're not going to be in the starting lineup. But if you want to make the most of this situation, possibly your last first half here in Golden State, sixth man of the year is staring and calling your name. Do your job. Make that screen. Get those rebounds. Get it to Curry when he's open. And all hell, I mean, you guys will wreak havoc on the league. Like, it's there, man. I can taste it.
Well, they got a chance. They got a shot. There's no doubt about it. You know, obviously, we talk about the veterans, Curry, Butler, Green, and Horford. How many games can they play combined? Last year, Curry played 70. Butler played 55. Green, 68. Horford, 60. That's 12, 22, 32, 39, 49, 53, 63, 73. It's about 80-plus games missed among the four of them. Mm-hmm. Can they afford to miss about 20 each? Is that too many? Is that
65 is my manage? Number, Steiny.
65 for every one of them.
Yeah, and I'll take 60, damn it.
Well, you know, the one thing, I was looking at Al Horford's game log. He doesn't miss two games in a row. Like, he doesn't get hurt. He just takes some nights off because he's 39. He missed a couple times where he missed more than one game in a row, but for the most part, he was just load managed all year last year.
And no back-to-backs, right? So
I don't anticipate
it. I think the Warriors got, what, 15, 14 of them? I don't know how many, but man.
So here's the way I'm looking at this Warrior season, believe it or not. I don't have any expectations for them. I think their window is so wide from one end to the other, between health from the big four guys and between somebody getting hurt. I could see any number of scenarios unfolding for the Golden State Warriors. Goo, I just they get hit by some injury. I think they're a lottery team. They get blessed with some pretty good health. Then maybe they're a top four seed in the West, but the issue is that everybody that's a fan of the Warriors, everybody in that organization, every player on that team knows they've got to stay healthy. And I know, well, that's almost the way it is for every team, but we all know it's more important for the Warriors because of how many guys they have at an advanced age.
Yeah, and last year, you know, obviously without Horford, you know, Steiny, they needed a trade, and they got a trade in regard to Jimmy Butler, and he changed the fortunes of everything and everybody, and I believe the hopes of this team moving forward, including this year. So, you know, I said it's Operation Get Out of the Play-In. This team, let's just, like, that's what I want to accomplish first. And I got to slow my roll, but that's what you want to avoid. So how do you avoid that by not going too hard in regard to the health factor? Or that's when you get hurt, when you try not to get hurt, man. It's just, it's a coin flip. We saw Halliburton, Tatum go down. They're young, Steiny. So injuries can happen to anybody at any time. But, man, I'm looking at the nights that Al Horford is not in on back-to-backs. That's opportunities for TJD, QP3, and it's going to take a village. So I expect, you didn't ask me tonight, the starting lineup to be Al Horford, Draymond Green, Jimmy, Steph, and Pods. And you had an interesting comment on Pods. I believe if Melton was available, it would be him, but he's not, and we don't know when, and can he stay available? So that's the five I'm looking at, and why that excites me is you brought in Horford, or I was told, and Draymond spoke on it, Stani and Goo, when I'm not at the five, my legs are better. I'm greater in the second half, and that's what Horford represents to me, is dispel Draymond early so you can get off to these good starts, and you ain't got to be chasing, you know, in the second quarter playing hard uphill like all last year was.
See, I think when you get to be, you know, as veteran and as experienced as the Warriors are with so many of their key players, I go into this year and, like, okay, Jimmy Butler, I know what he's been and I know what he was last year.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, I got to see how each of those four guys plays the first 10, 15, 20 games of the year.
When you say play, what you mean?
Because
body
they're
language
older.
Or just...
They're older. And every year they play is like a new year. And I don't put a lot of emphasis on what happened last year once you reach the age of some of these Warrior players. It's like every year's different, and you have to allow for the fact that maybe, just maybe, they're not going to be the players they've been. So that's the first thing I need to see from the Warrior veterans, is that they're still playing at a high level. And then we can talk about maybe how far they can go if they stay healthy. All right. We've got Noah Eagle coming up at 12:15. He's doing the game tonight.
Wow.
On NBC. He'll be working with Grant Hill. Warriors at Lakers. What are your expectations for this season? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was brought to you by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Şengün comes outside, wants the ball. Draymond denies him. Ball goes to VanVleet instead. Back to Şengün up top. Şengün dribbles on Draymond. 9 seconds, 8 seconds to the paint. Spins, jump hook for 14. It's up and no good. Rebound Butler. Butler is fouled with 4 seconds to go. Draymond got the stop when the Warriors had to have it.
One of the greatest defensive performances by Draymond Green.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Tim Roy on the call. Last year's NBA playoffs, first round. Şengün missed that little chippy. Tough shot. It was a little chippy. Little half hook, if I remember correctly. Draymond right in his grill.
I agree with you.
Yeah, of course. Big year for Draymond.
Yeah, starts tonight. Let me test your memory real quick, Stoddy. Do you remember last year at this time who the Warriors opened up with and where? I just gave away. It wasn't at home.
Dallas?
Portland. 140, Golden State. Portland, 104.
Oh, boy. So what's the NBA season starts tonight. The Warriors get underway in L.A. against the Lakers. No LeBron. Warriors are going to be playing without Moses Moody and D'Anthony Melton, but Butler and Kuminga are both expected to play for the Warriors. And, you know, it feels like we've been, ever since 2022 when they won an unexpected title, it feels like the last 3 years it's been tough to really kind of nail down who the Warriors are and how good they can be. The year after they got to the second round, the year after that, they didn't make the playoffs. Last year, they got to the second round. So where do they go this year, Warrior fans? What are your expectations for the Golden State Warriors?
Now, I gave you mine. What are yours? You kind of said you didn't have it.
My expectations for the Warriors would be, I would probably say similar. Like, okay, so the last 3 years, they've won 44, 46, and 48 games. So if they keep on that trend, they'll win 50
or more.
But I don't see 50 wins for this team. Wow. That just seems pretty high to me. Especially not just because of their team, but because of the other teams in the West. I think the West is going to flatten out a little bit. I think it's going to be really, really competitive, and that's why I don't see the Warriors winning 50 games. But The thing is, if the wins flatten out, Goo, 47 or 48 might be able to still get you out of the play-in, depending on, you know, how much parity there is. So, I mean, if I had a guess, I would say 46, 47 wins.
That keeps you out the play-in.
46 wins and probably a play-in area.
Yeah, see, I would be disappointed. And you know, we won't know you're wrong until we see how this thing plays out. But the bottom line is, we keep talking about the age, rightfully so. But, Stoney, what about the experience? What about the medal that Al Horford comes with? And Steph, Dre, and Jimmy Butler taking two different teams being a one to the NBA Finals. You put all that in the goulash. And, man, you got to just think last year wasn't – and again, the Jimmy Butler component to this, he was on his best behavior and he had to play the games, and Draymond telling us, and he was right, we were playing playoff games early. How you avoid that is getting off to a good start. So I'm just looking at the West. You're right. From an athletic standpoint and birth certificate, dude, this thing is outside the Clippers. I learned this morning the Clippers are the oldest team in the league, Stoney, but the Warriors have the oldest starting five. But with that said, what about their wisdom? What about their know-how down the stretch of games, their smarts? So I'm banking on that, along with the health, to where, you know, we could be a top 4 or 5 seed and avoid that cockamamie playing game or games.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the goal.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the goal. But in each of the last 3 years, it was just too elusive to get up to six. You know, to be a top 6 seed, you have to play pretty consistently all season long. And, you know, the Warriors had a little dip in the middle of last season before Butler got there, and they couldn't quite get to 50. So the Warriors season starts tonight, ladies and gentlemen. What are your expectations for this team? Curry, Butler, Green, Horford. They got veterans, that's for sure. Let's go with Chucky in Oakland to get us started.
He's back.
Hey, Chucky, how you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, he says he's back. Hey, I always appreciate you, too, man. Listen to you all the time.
Right on.
All the time, man. I got a different angle. I'm going to take my expectations at a different angle. It doesn't have to do with the wins and losses, but, you know, if everything panned out the way I hope it to pan out, the wins are going to come. And what my expectation is for Steve Kerr, and I don't care, people going to come down my road. I don't care. I can handle it. I can handle it, Guru.
Okay.
So what I think, I just Steve Kerr, man, I do not want him to start out, and this is beginning tonight. I want to make it plain that he got to come out with Kuminga, man. See, Kerr suffers from Kuminganitis, and he need to get rid of that Kuminganitis. I want Kuminga to be either the first man off the bench or in that starting lineup. He needs to learn how to play with Draymond, with Jimmy. Give him a chance with Jimmy and with Stephen Curry. And what they need to do is they need to work through the mistakes. Don't get pissed off, because the more they stay on the floor, I think, because I'm not going to be talking about somebody's mental capacity, I think he will get better as long as he stays on the floor. And you got to go through the mistakes. The mistakes might bring some losses, but believe, if you go like that, by the time the All-Star break comes, things will change. He'll be a totally different person. So my expectation is for him to implement Kuminga, would come to being either the sixth man or put him in the lineup. Maybe, I don't know, if we got to come different with Draymond or some other player, but that's what I want Kerr to do, man. Don't come with the past 4 years treating Kuminga the same way, the same here, seeing the same old song.
Mm. Thanks, Chucky. Appreciate
you
the call.
You want to break it to him, or I'll break it to him, Steiny?
Go ahead.
That ship has sailed, and I get it, Chucky. And Lord knows what's upon us in this upcoming Warrior season, right? So anything could happen, but I mean, what he's yearning for, I believe, is not on the bingo card. Now, there may be times and injuries that happen where we see Kuminga inserted into the starting lineup. But like you said, Steiny, or I said, I'll take Kuminga coming off the bench. I don't care. I heard Bonte this morning. You know, he's always saying, I don't care who starts but who finishes. And, yeah, that's a big one. But the bottom line is, for this team to reach the goals that I have set out for him, start or no start, the man has to be a big contributor off the bench and basically have his best season as a Warrior. And that would entail, Steiny, he finishes the season to where they wouldn't trade him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess – so when I throw out a big picture, what are your expectations for the Warriors? And, you know, they won 44, 46, 48, and they got Curry and Butler, and, you know, there's younger guys. I mean, it's just fascinating, and I love you, Chucky.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say it right off the bat, and maybe he will emerge as a key contributor on this team. But right here and right now, I don't see Kuminga as a huge key on this team. Now, mm-hmm. He can emerge if the circumstances present itself. But I am going to operate under the assumption that Kuminga is essentially, you know, the same player he's been. Maybe he's improved a little bit. But, again, I don't see how he's going to get a ton of playing time without injury.
Mm.
And so I don't know. I don't think everything hinges on Kuminga. In fact, I don't think a lot hinges on Kuminga. He's either going to play well, Or he's going to be effective and he's going to take minutes, or he's going to fall out of the rotation. If he's not doing what Steve wants him to do.
Yeah, and my question to you was, you know, I know you think I'm playing, but I kind of threw it to you in the green room just for tonight's game, Steiny. With, I'm assuming it's Horford, Dre, Curry, Jimmy, and Pods. Who would Matt Steinman start out on Luka?
Well,
like, that is just like.
I mean, I think I'd play Horford with Kuminga, because I think Kuminga, if he's in that second unit without Horford, I think he kind of gets lost.
Mm.
So I probably tonight would start Draymond at five and bring Horford off the bench. But I think we're looking at another year where, you know, we may see some different starting lineups.
Yeah. Well, we won't see Moody tonight, which sucks. He's dealing with that calf issue, so get back as soon as possible. But, yeah, it's just a thought I had, like, you know, not even from an age standpoint, but if my lineup was correct and we do see Horford out there, who gets the first crack at Luka the Don?
Yeah, I was reading Tim Kawakami in the Standard, and he said maybe Gary Payton the second starts tonight and just guards Luka Doncic. You know, the other thing about Kuminga and where I put him into this equation is, so if Butler and Draymond Green are essentially healthy this year, you know, that's gonna limit Kuminga's minutes. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, they're going to get load managed, and maybe, you know, they're going to get banged up a little bit. And so then Kuminga will obviously get enough playing time. The question is, what is he going to do with that playing time? And this is where I think there is part of this that's unfair to Kuminga, and that is, if Butler doesn't play or Green doesn't play and then Kuminga plays, like, he's got to deliver. Otherwise, people are going to start, or people are going to say that, you know, he doesn't really impact winning or losing. Like,
that's part of the job description, though, Stani.
And that's always been part of the thing that's kind of held him back.
Like, wouldn't you say, and I don't just want to make this show about Kuminga, we won't, I think there's a lot of pressure on Kuminga, more than the last couple of years of everything that popped off, and I feel like he could be playing for his future here. So in regards to just having an impact, I think the nights of him not having an impact or striking out at it, you want to fit in and just make the most of your opportunity. And I didn't mention Jimmy Butler's down there. I was just sitting here thinking, like, I mean, that's not crazy. Jimmy could have to start that assignment on Luka.
Oh, boy.
You're not – but tell me why you say, oh, boy.
Hey, oh, boy.
Is it because he's skinny now?
Luka or Butler?
Luka. He's faster.
Ozempic?
No, it's just –
tell me, see,
Butler's not a good point of attack defender. And Luka just...
Now, he has been, Stani.
I don't think Butler can do a great job against Doncic.
All right, we'll see.
Maybe he can. I don't know. I don't think he's nearly as athletic enough, but he's pretty smart. Obviously, he's a smart defender. But 888-957-9570 is the number. And we're talking about the Golden State Warriors' expectations this year. I read some, you know, some previews and stuff. And I went to AI. High end for the Warriors this year, 56 wins.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. Damn.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Where most experts, so-called experts, have them is between 46 and 48 wins, which puts them kind of in the back end of the, I don't know, that probably puts them anywhere from 4 to 8 in the Western Conference. 4 through 8.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. I'm doing this, and Kyrie Irving is not even healthy, but when that day does come, Stoudy, I like Dallas. I like OKC the most, but Dallas is right behind them. And, you know, the Clippers took Denver to 7 games last year, and they added Chris Paul and some other players, Bradley Beal. So I'm not one of those guys yet, Stoney, but I do have PTSD about age because of what happened to Steph Curry and when it happened, and there was no doubt those extra 2 games that Houston made the Warriors play took something from that hamstring, and you just wonder what if. But damn it, how they, I won't say mastered, that regular season and changed the fortune of their season and even making the playoffs when Jimmy came, I don't think that train slows down until I see otherwise. And that's why I think if somebody's out there in any, you know, whatever you're writing or on the internet doing a piece, I don't think over 50 wins with Steph, a healthy Steph, Dre, and Jimmy Butler's crazy, and Al Horford is crazy. Like, I just don't.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Warrior fans expect this team to pick up where they left off. And that's a big ask for me, to be honest with you. I think they were 23-8 when Butler, Draymond, and Steph played
nice
together. They won a first-round series. Then they lost Steph, and we know what happened with the Timberwolves. But I don't think we can just expect that they're going to pick up where they left off.
Is that mental or physical? Because
it's both. It's mental because their most important players have all played 15, 16 years in the NBA. So they have a complete understanding of how long a season is. And I just think, yes, from a physical standpoint, can they play hard enough and load manage at the same time to win 50 games? And that's the part that I'm struggling to reconcile.
Yeah.
Like, if they're going to load manage, then how do they win 50 games? That would be my one question.
Yeah, and I'll just take a crack at it. You look at last year, that 12-3 start, and Melton went out early, but they took it serious, you know, through 15 games. You were like, okay, they got something here. How long will this last? The other shoe dropped. And it got funky. It got scary. It got ugly. And you make that trade. And now, Steiny, I'm just giving, I guess, the shocker, the benefit of the doubt to come attack this season knowing where they want to be in the long game. And that's a playoff team and not the play-in. So they're going to take it serious. And the question nobody has the answer to is it Pods? Is it Kuminga? Is it Moody? Is it QP3? All these other guys on the bench, Melton. When he does come back, who takes, like, I'm not robbing those guys of taking their game to another level that works and fits in, but makes this team better.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors won their last title in 2022. And since then, they've had 3 seasons. Twice they've made the postseason. Both those times they got to the second round. And, you know, I'm trying to remember what the excitement level was in each of the last few regular seasons. And I feel like last year was kind of a ho-hum in terms of excitement. I feel like there's more excitement with the Warriors right now. I do think it has a lot to do with the fact that they've got Jimmy Butler for a whole season. But how optimistic are you about this Golden State Warriors season? Knowing that they won a title 3 years ago and they're trying to get back to, let's just say, the Western Conference Finals to start.
Mm-hmm.
How optimistic are you that this team can actually get that done? looking around the landscape with the Nuggets,
man,
and the
got them Thursday
Thunder.
Home opener.
Yeah, and the Spurs and the Clippers and the Lakers. Who else am I forgetting? Houston's pretty good this year.
Spurs, you said Spurs. Now, I do have a right on the table to put, brought to you by Atco Pest Control, Stani, and you tell me what you think. So a couple years ago, Steve Kerr entered the season just like he did this year, where he could be gone after the season. That didn't happen. But why it's a rat to me is, as positive as I am, I do wonder if something happens and they get off to, let's just say, a murky, somewhat of a slow start. I'm wondering, only he knows his status and his true intentions, that's Steve Kerr. As crazy as this sounds, Donnie, if he does something different or goes about a problem that he may see a tad bit different because of his contract status. And I know that kind of sounds crazy, but I'm wondering that, like, that to me means something in the grand scheme of how they are going to attack this season. Or are you telling me, Guru, that sounds ludicrous? He'll be the same Steve Kerr we've seen since he's been here?
I mean, I think he'll be the same Steve Kerr. I'd need, like, an example.
Like a short fuse with certain player or player, you know? And only he knows what his future holds and how long he's going to be here, but does he need to be impressed to maybe want to come back here? Like, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah, probably.
How much does the playing stuff just soak the life out of him if he's dealing with issues? I won't even go bad on Jimmy and Jimmy Juju, but if, you know, you didn't get the burst version of Jimmy, like, how is Steve Kerr going to conduct his business to this season?
Well, I mean, I would expect Steve Kerr to coach like he's always coached. I think he's a class act. I think we know what he likes, what he doesn't like, the players he likes, the players he likes to use, all that kind of thing. But no, I do think that if the season gets sideways, or if halfway through the year this team's, you know, 500 or under 500, or this team, let's say, ends up in the play-in game and doesn't make the playoffs, or gets bumped in the first round, or doesn't make the play, I don't think he'll be the coach next year. I mean, I just, you know, this, I think the only way that Steve Kerr is going to be the coach next year is if somehow they have a good year, and at the end of the year, they either win the title, or when they get eliminated, they believe in their heart of hearts that next year they have a chance to be better. But the only way that happens is if they're playing really good basketball late in the season and into the playoffs, and they've got to manage the whole season to try to get to that place when they're healthy.
Yeah, and Kerr, I mean, come on, Stani. The dude gives a great interview with Willard and Dibbs here every Thursday, and I'm just curious, you know, if he's more open to just letting us inside what's going on perhaps this season because of the – and you could be like, goo, there's no correlation. But, you know, they do a great interview with him, and he's always been open. But I do wonder, I'm just curious, even from, you know, this Thursday, and he started last week with the guys in the afternoon, if, you know, we get a more open, transparent Steve Kerr.
I mean, I think he's pretty transparent. Yeah. But, you know, I don't expect Steve Kerr to change who he is. I mean, he's been in the league 40 years, player, executive. I don't want to dismiss what you're saying. There's a chance maybe if he knows this is his last year, then maybe he's more emboldened to make decisions that he believes in that might be a little, you know. I mean, it feels like what you're asking is, could he just say the hell with it? Kuminga's not in the rotation anymore. I'm not playing him. I don't think he's any good.
Something like that, which we would all hate, you know, but
I mean,
you know,
he did it last year, right, in the postseason.
And I got to tell you, he hadn't asked, but since we've got here, Stani, I still hadn't gotten over that. Nobody saw that coming, if we're being truly honest. But it happened.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors regular season starts tonight in L.A. They play the Lakers. No LeBron James, but Luka Doncic will play. And if I were to ask you, Warrior fans, as we head into another season with Steph Curry being the superstar that he is, what are you most excited about in terms of this season? And then maybe what's your biggest concern coming into this season. And I know it can be age, but I'm looking for something other than age. I got a couple things that I'm excited about. I got a couple things that I'm concerned about. We can talk about that on the other side. At 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you got? Western Conference Finals? Is that your goal?
Yeah, Western Conference Finals. And now you got me feeling a little spunky, Steiny, because I know real quick here how Steph, I start to question, you know, is he losing a little step? The spacing's not there. And then Jimmy came and everything changed. I'm telling you, do you think it's too far-fetched that on the night, the opening night, that I envision, if everything goes well, Steph Curry could finish top five in MVP voting? Or do you think those days are gone?
Let me look at something here.
Because last year it was SGA, Jokic, Giannis.
Tell you what, I want to do you the courtesy of answering the question the right way. I would say top five. I would say no. That's too high for him right now. He hasn't been that high since 2021.
Right. But you're starting a full season with Jimmy, and we saw him go bonkers, Steph, when Jimmy came to town. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it sounds a little high to me. Mm-hmm. Top five. All right, 888-957-9570. We're talking expectations for the Golden State Warriors. They're going to be any good this year? They're going to be better than you think? Worse? About the same? That segment was brought to you by Moderna.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.